The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Can you believe everything you hear today? Perhaps we should ask, can you believe anything you hear today? Well, there's still some truth out there. Thankfully, we still have people in our nation that believe in honesty. We still have ministers that speak the truth and others that make truth and honesty a way of life. But for most part, we have to be very careful about whom we believe, whom we trust, and what we believe. God has a lot to say about truth. He said His word is truth. There are many out there claiming to be teachers, preaching and publishing the truth according to the Word of God. But unless you understand the Word of God, you may not know who is speaking truth and who isn't. The Bible, God's Word, isn't all that easy to understand, and you will never understand it until you are willing to obey and live by the Word of God. You will never understand the Word of God until you are willing to give up self. Christ warned the false prophets. Many of the apostles did also. That would be speaking lies, a false gospel, or a counterfeit religion. Notice what Paul was inspired to pen 2,000 years ago. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, it says this, "Test," or it means prove, "all things. Hold fast what is good." Yes, once you have tested, once you have proven what is true, what is honest, what is fair and just and good, God says hold fast to it. If you want to live by the Word of God, you need to do that. You don't know if I'm speaking God's Word truthfully or not. God tells you to prove it. And if you are interested in knowing and living by the truth, you will listen to God and make the effort to prove who is speaking God's Word, and you will hold fast to what is truth. You will realize that there is a lot of pressure to make you turn down and let go of truth. We are living in the very last days of this age of Satan and man's rule of the earth. This age of Satan and of man having the opportunity to do it their way is founded on deception and lies. And like a house built on sand, it will fall. As a matter of fact, it is falling. Lies and deception will not stand forever. And this world of Satan is crumbling. God's world is coming. God's kingdom is coming to this earth. Jesus Christ will take the earth away from Satan and establish the kingdom of God on this earth. And He will rule in righteousness and truth. That kingdom will last forever. And the saints, which have lived and died in this earth, lived and died in Christ, will be resurrected and rule with Christ forever. A change of rulership of government is coming very soon. That government will be based and grounded on truth and righteousness. It will last forever. You can be a part of that government. I plan to be. God has a lot to say about this government man has built, enticed and persuaded by Satan to build according to Satan's standard. God says there's no truth or justice in the earth. Hosea was a prophet to Israel, our ancestors, in their last days as a nation. Israel was in a spiritual stupor. Confusion and decline characterized the last days of Israel, and they refused to listen and heed the words of warning God gave them by His prophets of the coming judgments God was and would continue to send on them if they didn't change their course. But they didn't want anything to do with God or His truth. They didn't want anything to do with His word. They were in a spiritual stupor, set in their sinful ways, the way that seemed right to them, so they met their demise just as God had warned. Confusion and decline should ring a bell, because that's where America is today. We too are in a spiritual stupor. We're in a dazed, insensible state. Our nation wants no part of God and truth, God's word, and we are fast approaching our demise. We, just like our ancestors, are ignoring the judgments God is sending on us, and God will keep sending them until we meet our demise. If we don't change our course, we will certainly meet our demise. Notice what Hosea was inspired to tell our ancestors, ancient Israel. Hosea 4, verse 1. And this is for you and me today. This is for America today, my friends, and you need to listen to what God is saying. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. God is speaking to America and other people of Israelite descent. As a matter of fact, God is speaking to this entire earth. God is speaking to America today, and he said, there is no mercy or truth or knowledge of God in the land. How well do you know God? Do your friends and neighbors and relatives know God? Can you believe everything you hear today? How many do you know that lives by the Word of God? Do you? That's what God is speaking about in verse 1 of Hosea chapter 4. Notice verse 2. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed after bloodshed. God is describing our nation as well as ancient Israel at that time, and the whole world, our way of life for that matter. Can we deny that God isn't on track? God said, we ignore truth and we break all restraints, in other words, all of God's laws. Yes, anything goes today. That's our thinking. That's our attitude. If you want to do it, then do it. Never mind whether it's right and wrong. Who cares? Well, we have kicked the standard, God's word, God's truth out. Who cares about truth today? I want you to notice what God said, how we would ignore truth in this end time. And my friends, I want you to realize that this is speaking to you. This is speaking to the United States of America. In Isaiah chapter 59, beginning in verse 12, notice what God had to say. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Yes, God said, we know that we aren't living up to his standard, and we know what our sins are, but we continue to ignore them, and we place the blame everywhere else we can except on self. Just as God had said in other places in his word that our iniquities have multiplied as the population has increased. This is an end time prophecy, and God knew how it would be in the end of Satan's age. He also said our sins, our way of life, testify against us, meaning we are reaping the results of our ways. He is telling us that he knows about our lifestyle of ignoring his word. God said, we know our iniquities, our sins, but we don't want to change our way. We don't even seem to be concerned about our lifestyle, our sins. We blame murder on guns. That's just one example. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 13, God continues, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Yes, God says lying, uttering lies from the heart. Our leaders or anyone else wouldn't do that, would they? Do you? We just keep drifting farther and farther from our God. Verse 14, God says, justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off. For truth is fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. Because we have rejected God and his word, God says justice is turned back, meaning a just way of life. He also says truth is fallen in the street, ignored. Who cares about truth? Truth doesn't fall on ears and hearts. It's trampled on. That's what God is saying. God says we ignore his word, and that is so true. Isaiah 59, verse 15. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Yes, God says truth fails. Truth fails to turn us to our God. Truth fails to change us, to change our lifestyle. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. Truth fails to turn people to God. It seems to me that we have gone too far in the wrong direction to listen to truth and turn our life back to God. And I'm not the only one who wonders if all hope is lost for America to change our course before our demise comes. If truth doesn't change us, I doubt that anything will. Truth is God's word, and we are ignoring it. We are so set in our ways. And we'll continue in our rebellious, selfish, greedy ways till our total demise. Truth will not bring us out of our spiritual stupor, but God's judgment, our correction, will. And my friend, God is sending judgments on America, and they will intensify. Our demise isn't far off if we don't listen to God and turn to Him in sincere repentance of ignoring His word, His laws, and begin obeying and living by His word. Our demise is truly just around the corner. He who departs from evil and begins obeying God is considered weird and oddball. They're the talk of the town. Well, God isn't pleased with this world, with our conduct. Hosea 4, verse 3 says this, "Therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away, with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air, even the fish of the sea will be taken away." Yes, the whole earth mourns, including our nation. You personally mourn because of all the problems you encounter, because we have ignored God's word and God's law, which He created to regulate man's well-being. We have made life nothing but a struggle by ignoring our Maker. Adam and Eve were living a good, peaceable life in the Garden of Eden, where God placed them, till they rejected truth, God's word. But when they rejected God's word, which means they rejected God by obeying Satan, their life began to change. Their life began to go downhill. Their life and the life of their posterity became a struggle. When we reject truth, God's word, we have no standard to live by. So man, enticed by the false god of the earth, sets his own standard, which bounces around like a rubber ball and causes a lot of confusion. And that's where we find this world today. That's where you find yourself. That's where we find our nation, in a lot of confusion, because we have no standard to live by. So this world came to the point within less than 1,700 years that man no longer knew where he came from, where he was, or where he was supposed to be going. It was everyone doing what's right in his own eyes. No right or wrong. Everything goes. Pray on whom you want to. Marry whom you want to. No principles left in that world. Have we come to that point yet? Live with whom you want to. No truth, no standard, no purpose for life. No truth, no true creator God to obey. Kinda sound like I'm describing our world today. Well, I am, because Christ said, as it were in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, so would it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. We have a couple of booklets that you need to request, my friends, and read. Number one, what is the real gospel truth? You need to know what the real gospel truth is if you want to live by it. Now, if you care less about truth, you won't want to order these booklets. Number two, Paul and the Law, where Paul explains the law. You need those booklets. All you need to do is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or you can order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and have a good day, my friends, and may God help you to even want to understand His word and live by His word, which is truth.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.